Hiya, it's Wildcards, and it's a brilliant Friday. We're getting so much closer to football being back, and it just feels like there's a sense of hope in the air and a reason to live again. And other reasons to live again are our lovely mates, Neil Atkinson, John Gibbons, Emma Sanders, and Mike Kearney. How's everyone doing?
Oh, well.
Yeah, great.
Sound, yeah.
Good. Enjoying our lovely Friday. We've got some great topics. Once again, John Gibbons just absolutely bringing it. He just knows what he's doing.
This is. I'm suspicious of these compliments. I'm suspicious of people's intentions here. But I'll keep going on. Unknown Entity knew it was me, which was strange. So I put the tweets up on the Amphibop Twitter account, and he replied with a "Go ahead, Gibbo." So there you are. It was almost like he knows. He's watching us at all times.
You can tell the quality. That's why. See, it's got the hallmark of John Gibbons' quality questioning.
Either that or the spelling mistakes.
You're just trying to shoehorn in all the ones that you want to talk about. No, they're really good. They're great. And some good ones have won. So should we dive into LFC current? So your options were Rian Brewster, who had 15%, the age of the squad, which was 26%, but absolutely storming ahead, what everyone wanted us to speak about, was Naby Keita on 57.5%, which is a storming victory. So, Emma, he scored in the friendly yesterday. It's exciting. Rob Gutman, more excited than anyone. Somewhere he's hearing us saying Naby Keita's name, and there's like a shiver gone down his spine because he's aware that someone's talking about him. Do you think that this could be a chance for Keita to kind of restart his Liverpool career? And kind of, there's been a break, there's been a lot of change, it's a weird time. Maybe this is the opportunity he's been waiting for.
Yeah, absolutely. I was actually on Redmen TV the other day with Lizzie Doyle from the Anfield Raps, Lizzie Doyle, discussing discussing the remaining fixtures and how, you know, it provides a really good opportunity for players like Naby Keita and, you know, Minamino and those alike to essentially kind of put their mark on this team, which is absolutely storming towards the Premier League title. So it's really, really good to see him performing in the friendlies. Obviously, that is irrelevant until it comes to the Premier League. You know, it's obviously a whole different step up. But look, it's certainly not a bad thing that he's, you know, coming off a prolonged period and seems to be hitting the ground running. So, yeah, great news.